Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Rapper singer XXXTentacion was shot and killed Monday in Florida in what police are calling an apparent robbery attempt, although his family says it was an assassin's hit. Now, the 20-year-old rising star, whose real name is Jesse Dwayne Onfroy, was pronounced dead Monday evening at a Fort Lauderdale area hospital. The sheriff said that he had been shot earlier outside of a Deerfield Beach motorcycle dealership. Now, XX, as we're going to call him, X for short, actually, that's what he called himself, was driving his black BMW i8 and preparing to leave the store at about 4 p.m. when two armed suspects approached him. At least one of them fired. They both fled the scene in a dark SUV. No arrests have been made. Why am I surprised about that? X's family says he was in the process of renovating his new $1.4 million home, which really was only 15 minutes from the motorcycle dealership. The opulent home is located in Parkland, Florida. Yes, that's where that horrible high school melee happened. He bought the house in November of last year. He was just at the end of a full-scale renovation of the mansion. Now, this estate has 6,000 square feet, and 4 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms, a pool, and more than an acre of land, so clearly, this young man had planned on living a good life for himself. It's a very sad situation. Let's just hope that somebody actually gets arrested this time. And you know, it's hard to believe, but we are coming up on the 9th anniversary of Michael Jackson's death. Well, a musical about the King of Pop is moonwalking its way to Broadway. The Michael Jackson Estate and Columbia Live Stage on Tuesday unveiled a plan for a stage musical inspired by the life of Michael Jackson. They hope it will be ready for Broadway by 2020. And you know what? It'll be a sellout. You may have seen the interview with Piers Morgan and Thomas Markle, the father of the Duchess of Sussex. Well, Kensington Palace officials were deliberately kept in the dark about yesterday's TV interview, so there was no opportunity to dissuade Mr. Markle from talking. The former Hollywood lighting director also confirmed he didn't warn his daughter or her new husband in advance, but he hoped that he wouldn't offend them and that the royal family would understand his feelings as well. You know what? I am so sure they do not understand your feelings, Mr. Markle. Word to the new Royal Highness. Please, get your American family a good PR firm. They need it. We want all of this to work well for everybody, okay? And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter, @TanyaHollywood and @AURN online.